Jenny, hold up. Look, I brought a disc, and we could copy this, okay? And we could play it on my brother's computer.
Okay, no problem. All we gotta do is... Whoa.
Are you sure you know what you're doing?
Did I hear you right? Did I hear you saying that you're gonna make a copy of a game without paying? Come on, guys. I thought you knew better. Don't copy that floppy.
Wait a minute. Who the heck are you anyway?
Yeah, and what are you doing on our computer?
I'm your MC, Double Tap. DD, that's the disc protector for you and the posse. That's the artist, writers, designers, and programmers that work up the images for games and grammar to let you learn, but also play the game you came here for today. Now, I know you love the games, and that's all right to do, because the posse who makes them, they love them too. But if you start stealing, there's no more they can do.
But I just wanted to make one copy.
You say, I'll just make a copy for me and a friend. Then he'll make one, and she'll make one, and where will it end? One leads to another, then ten, then more. And no one buys any discs from the store. So no one gets paid, and they can't make more. The posse breaks up, and then close the store. Don't copy that floppy. So let me break this down for you. No more Oregon Trail. Tetris and the others, they're all gonna fail. Not because we want it, but because you're just taking it. Disrespecting all the folks who are making it. The more you take, the less there will be. The discs become fewer, the games fall away. The stream starts to shrink, and then it will fade. Programs fall through a black hole in space. The computer world becomes bleak and stark. Loses its life, and the stream goes to dark. Welcome to the end of the computer age. But I'm much too strong and you're much too smart to let that happen to your chances to explore parts of the new age just behind the doors of your minds. You're the posse of the future and you hold in your brain things never thought of before. And in time, you'll teach us so much more. That's why I'm here and what I'm fighting for. Don't copy that floppy. Now let me introduce you to some of the team. They'll explain a little more about what I mean. You see, on these discs we have frozen in time the creativity of someone's mind. Do you think just because with the flick of a key you can copy that game that the work is free? This creativity we protected by law. We value so highly what the mind's eye saw. Don't copy that floppy. Right thing, it's really simple for you. The copyright law, it will tell you what to do. Buy one for every computer you use. Anything else is like going to the store, taking the disc and walking out the door. It's called thieving, stealing, taking what's not yours. Is that really where you want your life to go? Think about it. I don't think so. Don't copy that floppy. Say you see a game you like, can you really want to try it? Don't copy that floppy, just go to the store and buy it. Think of it this way, okay? When you buy a disc, you're saying to the team, we respect what you do and what you're working for. We'll keep up our support so you can make us some more. We'll do the right thing and the future will be clear. There will be new programs year after year. Don't copy that floppy. Now you know how the games and the programs are made and what to do to make sure they're not gonna fade. The bottom line is, it's all up to you. There's nothing more that I can do. The ball's in your court, dribble, shoot, or pass. I'm sure you'll make your decision with class. Don't copy that floppy. See ya. I'm outta here.